This is Carol McNulty Huffman reading my third blog post on the artofeaseandgrace.com website. The title of the blog is Raising Your Vibration by Contracting. How can that be? Posted December 15th, 2021. Subtitle: Exploring Contraction. When you think of the words contraction and expansion, what comes to mind for you? I like the idea and feeling of expansion and must admit that I have had some resistance to the word and the feeling of contraction. Until the other morning, that is, when I decided to simply be present with my experience of being in a contracted state. The result was profound. In this blog, I share my experience and also give you a way to play with these two vibrations, contraction and expansion, on your own. After all, vibration is one of the three keys to living a life of greater ease and grace. Consider then that there are two main energy frequencies or vibrations in and around us all the time: contraction and expansion. There's a beautiful graphic with the quote, "Vibration is one of the three keys to living a life of greater ease and grace." A subheading: Symptoms of Contraction. It was Friday of a very busy week when, upon waking and before even opening my eyes, I noticed that I had a headache. This is very unusual for me in the morning, especially after a full night of sleep. The area between my eyebrows was contracted into a deep furrow, as if my analytical mind had been in overdrive while I slept. I wasn't aware of any dreams I might have had. I did a quick scan of my activities the day before to find something that might have contributed to me waking up in this contracted state. While the day before had been particularly busy with appointments and classes, it was still a very good day, and even included an acupuncture session. I managed to eat well, drink lots of water, and get to bed in good time. In general, I had felt expanded, peaceful, and present, with a clear purpose in all my activity. The day after acupuncture, I am usually energetic and balanced, a good example of being in an expanded state. Today was definitely different. Nothing stood out as a contributing factor, though, so I opened my eyes, stretched a bit, and rose up out of bed. Subheading: Attempted Solutions for My Contracted Feelings. I slowly plodded to a favorite meditation spot, my modern-style maroon chair with its comfortable armrests. For at least 30 minutes, I simply sat, holding hope in my lap that this heaviness or contraction would soon dissipate. Other than hope and an occasional, "I don't really want to feel this way," thought, I basically felt numb. "Maybe some water will help," I decided, heading to the kitchen to pour some warm water in a glass. Even as the water felt nourishing to drink, I didn't notice a shift in how I was feeling overall. "I'll try Qigong next," I commented to myself. Qigong is one of my favorite ways to release any contraction I may have and feel expanded and present to all that is. I slowly moved outside until I was standing on the grass in my stocking feet. My body was particularly stiff, so I only made it halfway through my normal routine, still feeling as contracted as before. Writing in my journal, maybe that will help me feel more ease and comfort, I thought. Subheading: frustration mounting over this contraction. I was starting to feel a bit frustrated as I headed back to the maroon chair. This time, though, with a turquoise lap desk and new matching turquoise journal perched in my lap. "Good morning, pages," I wrote with my favorite pen. "I am here with you now, still sorting and assimilating what I am feeling." Continuing for 5 more pages, I described my contracted state. Headache, furrowed brow, an itchy, inflamed right hand. I laughed at my earlier thought that I had done everything, quote, right, end quote, yesterday, and still woke with a headache. Subheading: noticing nature. As I paused from writing and looked up at the beautiful greenery in the gulch outside my living room window, I felt the heaviness of my demeanor begin to lighten a bit, a clear sign that I was beginning to expand up and out of this contracted state. I put pen to paper again and wrote with curiosity, "There is a gift here." Although, as I went on to write about how I actually felt, using prompts like, "What do I feel now?" I was still acutely aware of being numb and frustrated. There's a beautiful picture of a water drop with rings expanding out to the surrounding water, with a caption, "Nature is healing." Subheading: noticing the power of my thoughts. Finally, I wrote, "I have so much to sort, I don't know where to start. Yes, this is my current personal truth." As I wrote those words, I felt the contraction in my head lighten even more, truly appreciating yet another sign of expansion. "That is what I am affirming," I continued. "Time to change that." I find it very valuable to become aware of the words behind my feelings, because when I am aware of them, I can choose to change them. Feeling inspired to notice what I was feeling, having so much to sort and not knowing where to start, I went back to bed. Not to sleep, but to lie down and be as present as possible to my feelings. I remembered that resisting feelings is totally different than truly feeling them and allowing them to flow. I reminded myself that I am not my feelings, as they are merely moving through me. Rather, I was simply having an experience. As I rested, I remembered that TJ, my acupuncturist, had commented on my tight small intestine and used some needles to allow the energy to start moving. I put my hand on my abdomen, under which the small intestine resides. Subheading: Becoming More Aware. I held my hand there for a while and then asked, "How are you doing, small intestine?" A very tiny, tentative voice inside me quietly answered, "I am so scared." Time stood still, and soon I was sobbing deeply for what felt like both an eternity and just a brief moment in time, all at once. As my sobbing subsided, I asked again, "How are you now, small intestine?" "Much better," she replied. "Remember, we are all in this together," I said, reminding myself and all parts of me at the same time. "That feels good," she replied. Subheading: The Gift of Presence. As I rested quietly to begin to integrate what had just happened, the contraction in my head subsided even more, and I no longer felt numb. I soon felt able to take a shower and eat some breakfast. As the day went on, I began to feel more and more like the real me, peaceful, present, and more expansive. Knowing that I had released a deep, amorphous fear, however, I remained gentle with myself for the rest of the day, only doing essential tasks and not leaving the house. I even canceled a dinner date with my family to soak in a hot tub and get to bed early. The next day, I felt fully rejuvenated and expanded. I appreciated, even more than ever, the brightness and beauty of the world around me, as if the dimmer switch had been turned up a notch. Subheading: Useful Tools for Understanding Contraction. I believe that simply being present to any resistance or contraction that shows up in life allows us to experience expansion more often. If you want to try on these states of contraction and expansion for yourself, so you can more fully understand what I am talking about, here's how you can do it. To feel contracted, simply tilt your head down, roll your shoulders in, tighten your abs, and, as much as possible, pull your knees up into something resembling a fetal position. Notice your breath. Are you breathing? How do you feel overall? Mentally, physically, and emotionally. Now, gradually pull out of that position. Gently roll your shoulders back into your best posture. Your legs will likely unfold too. Be gentle with yourself as you move. Hold your hands up in the air to the side, as if your elbows are suspended in space. Stretch your arms out to a 45-degree angle. Puff out your chest a bit. Notice your breathing. Is it different than it was when you contracted your body? In this expanded state, what do you feel mentally, physically, and emotionally? which vibration feels better to you? Most people agree that expansion feels better. They generally feel lighter and freer when in an expanded state. To me, living in an expanded state is about fully and freely experiencing what is around me, while noticing how contraction is useful. Just like our own beating heart, contraction and expansion are part of the natural cycle of life that keeps us alive. What do you think? Can we have expansion without contraction? Do you ever resist your own feelings? If so, how do you handle the situation and allow your feelings to flow again? I would love to hear from you, as I truly believe we are all in this together. I invite you to continue exploring the art of ease and grace with me in future blogs. And now I will read the footers below this blog post. Subheading: A peek at my next blog post, entitled Grace is Always Here. Grace is one of the three keys to living with ease and grace. Join us next month as I share a dramatic experience where I began to feel grace in my life. The truth is, no drama is needed to invite more grace into your experience. Subheading: Summary of the Three Keys. The three keys to living with ease and grace are vision, vibration, and grace. Vision is about setting a vision for the long term, or an intention for the short term. Vibration is about stepping into the vibration of that vision so that it can easily manifest. Grace is a wind that is always blowing, a power that flows through our experience more and more as we open to receive it. The fact is, these keys are already at work in our lives, whether we are aware of it or not. Noticing these keys allows us to access them more consciously and use them to create a life of greater ease, grace, and flow. There is a link to learn more about vision. There's another link below that to learn about the birth of this blog. There's an invitation to get an email notification when future blogs are posted. There's a link for that. And a comment: we are continuing our conversation about the art of ease and grace between blog posts in my private Facebook group, Art of Ease and Grace. There's a link to request entry on the website. You can also email me at carol@theartofeaseandgrace.com or send me a message through Messenger to make that happen. In the meantime, I pray that your current experience is now flowing with more ease and grace. This is Carol McNulty Huffman signing off from this blog reading.